Thank you, Ree. And now some more news. One man's love of animals will turn him into Santa for a day, as he donates more than 100 packages to animals at a rescue centre. Matthew Ward, aged 26, from Acol, has been collecting various gifts and toys to create Christmas Faith rescue hampers for Faith Animal Rescue at Hickling. It was after he got his own dog, Sweep, that he realised the caring nature of animals. Mr. Ward said, "As soon as I got Sweep, you see how lovely animals are. It's heartbreaking to know some are in shelters or have been mistreated. The homes try their best around Christmas. But you never see them opening their own gifts, as there are so many animals. So I thought, why don't I do it?" Mr. Ward has received a vast amount of support from businesses and vets based in Norfolk. But the biggest support has been from social media. Through the use of Facebook, he has been able to share his message, receiving donations from around the world, including Canada and Scotland. Not only will Mr. Ward be delivering the packages all in one go on December the 2nd, but he will meet each animal and help them to open their package while live streaming it to Facebook.
A veteran nurse has been presented with the highest French military honour on her 100th birthday. Marjorie Gibson was one of the first from the Queen Alexandra Army Nursing Corps to make landfall in Normandy after D-Day. As she celebrated her century, she was presented with the Légion d'honneur by a French honorary consul. Mrs. Gibson's convoy of nurses made the crossing on an open boat with no provisions, coming under heavy fire throughout the 24-hour journey. Soon after arrival, they set about establishing the first major hospital tent in Bayeux, tending to both Allied and German troops. While her experiences undoubtedly testing, with hunger and hardship commonplace, Mrs. Gibson looks back on these times with positivity. Mrs. Gibson began her life in Kent, moving to Norwich in recent years to be closer to her daughter, and she now lives at the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind's Thomas Taywell House.
Norfolk-based charities for people who have lost their sight have raised hundreds of pounds thanks to generous donations. The Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind raised £1,032 and a penny from a local flag day and street collections held during September. They were helped by determined volunteers. Meanwhile, the Norwich branch of the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association held a collection in the city centre on September the 30th, which raised £1,362.97. They would like to say thank you to all who contributed towards such excellent results.
A bare patch of concrete and muddy grass has been transformed into a colourful, sensory, outdoor learning space for children with special needs at a Norwich school. And the youngsters, teachers and parents at Sprowston Infant School are also celebrating the upgrade of its turtle room with new and improved facilities. The improvements were paid for by £10,000 County Council cash and a further £3,500 donated by Norwich Music Venture, the Brickmakers. The school has one of just 24 specialist resource bases, SRBs, in the county, which support children with a range of special needs. Rob Edwards, the head teacher, said the SRB is a really valued part of our school. It helps to nurture children from across our area of the county who have very specific needs and helps them fulfil their learning and development potential.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from Alison Aplin
and Don Cleaver.
Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a feature about a brilliant thinker who was the first to debunk fake news.